This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Alyssa Block. When it comes to environmental regulation, California often leads the country. But with more cars than any other state, it still has a serious smog problem. To make matters worse, California recently discovered that its smog check program, the cornerstone of its efforts to cut back on this kind of air pollution, is badly in need of a tune-up. From member station KQED in San Francisco, Amy Standen reports.
Smog is actually a catch-all term for a few different kinds of fumes that come out of factories, power plants, and cars, especially old ones. But smog is a special challenge. It's just not that easy to control the emissions from more than 20 million cars, especially in that California sunshine.
We don't salt our roads so it doesn't, you know, rust out the undercarriage.
Sherry Mell heads the State Bureau of Automotive Repair. She says California leads the nation in older cars, and many of them spew 50 times as much smog as a new car.
We're still testing about 2,800,000 of these cars a year.
Not long ago, Mell's office commissioned a report to see how well the smog check program was doing. The answer, not so great. 1 in 5 older cars failed a roadside smog test, the same test that many of them had passed just months before. Somehow, smoggy, polluting cars were managing to get through the smog test in droves.
It's easy to look at that and go, wow, what does that mean? You know, how bad is that?
Bad enough that her office decided to give the system an overhaul, starting with the smog shops. Here, California is a bit special. Some states send drivers to centralized, government-run shops to take the smog test. But with so many cars, California has had to privatize its program, relying on shops like this one, Smog & Go in Sacramento, where owner Jack Williams says sometimes a customer will give him a little nudge.
Very occasionally, there will be a customer that does try to make an approach that they would be willing to pay to have a vehicle pass.
Which, of course, he refuses to do.
No, we do the test the way that the test needs to be run.
But not all shops are so law-abiding, as Sherry Mell's office found out when they started doing a little undercover detective work.
We use operatives. It is all very by the book.
And that's about all she'll say about it.
We have our means. We have our way.
Within a few months, the Bureau accused about 200 smog shops of defrauding the test. Many were fined. Some were shut down in days. But car owners play a part in this, too. Some cars are so old, so dirty, that they really shouldn't be on the road at all. In other cases, all it would take to turn a dirty car into a relatively clean one is a cheap fix, $100 even. Instead, some drivers try and squeak by.
They'll do things to their car, like change their oil right before they go in for their test, what we call superheat their car, or they'll drive around and get it really warmed up, things that they wouldn't normally do right before they go in for the test.
But none of that will make any difference at all if California adopts a new kind of smog test, one already in place in 22 other states. The new test relies on the car's onboard diagnostic system. It's that computer that controls the check engine light on the dashboard. The test is faster, cheaper, and harder to cheat. But it only works on cars built after 1996. For NPR News, I'm Amy Standen.